Couple comments on the game. First of all, from a positive standpoint, I thought, you know, the best thing probably we did was, you know, we had three third down sacks, you know, which was encouraging. You know, this Matt Ryan's a tough guy to get to, and so those factored into the game. Things we got to do better is obviously you don't want to be on the road and the opening drive, all right, where they went nine plays and scored a touchdown. You know, I mean, and we've been through the preseason and the first game, you know, we've been pretty fast starting defense, and we just didn't get that done. You know, they hit, you know, too many big plays on us, and part of that was they were able to run the ball and mix the run play action pass. So, you know, that always makes it a little bit tougher, you know, when you've got to defend both. You know, I mean, we like to try to make the game as one-dimensional as possible, and we weren't able to get that done. You know, they broke some runs out of there, and then that opened up their play-action pass game, and we weren't able to come up with any takeaways, you know, which is always big, you know, trying to get the ball turned over, you know, against an offense as efficient as the Falcons are. I mean, when you looked at them last year, and, you know, one of the encouraging things is when we got down and, you know, we had that adversity situation right at the end of the half, and, you know, we didn't keep them out of the end zone there, so they went into the locker room, you know, with a lot of momentum at halftime. But our guys came back out, and I thought they really fought their tails off in the second half. And, you know, we'd watched the Super Bowl enough to where, you know, they had the Patriots down 28-3, and were, you know, the Patriots were able to come back and win the game. So I think our guys always felt like we had a chance, right, if we could, you know, make a play or two to get things turned. So, you know, I like the way they hung in there and fought, and I think that'll pay dividends for us, you know, down the road.
Did you have an idea going in that you would play as much man against Julio Jones as you did, or was that something that you saw early in the game and thought that would be the best choice?
Well, we had different things, you know, things where we could double Julio. We've played Julio over the last two or three times, you know, differently. You know, we pressured more, you know, last night, and that was by design. You know, I mean, a year ago, if you remember the first time we played him down there, he had three catches for 28 yards, but I don't know that there were one or two snaps that he wasn't doubled, so he was doubled the whole time. And they ended up going other places, you know, and beat us doing that. So we felt like we'd go in and play our game. You know, we knew, you know, that Julio's a guy that can take over a game if you don't have a way to take him out. And quite frankly, a couple times we had him doubled, and they still got the ball in there to him. So, you know, anytime you commit two guys to him, and you don't want him coming up with the football.
You learn something about Kevin in a situation like that, where he plays against, you know, maybe the best receiver in the league for the first time and has a good number of snaps against him?
Yeah, I thought Kevin did a good job. You know, I think he continues to grow. You know, we're encouraged with his progress. You know, he competes well. And you saw him break up a couple balls, you know, on crossing routes. And so he's not afraid to get up and challenge receivers. And you know, I like his style of play.
You had a guy with his physical skill set. I mean, at some point, maybe last night was the point. You just got to put the guy out there and let him sink or swim a bit just because the upside is so great.
Well, you know, we've talked in here that I think as we go along, you see these young guys, their reps, you know, increase, you know, based off of they get more comfortable. Like, you know, you want to be able to put them out there and have them have success, you know. So I think that I think Kevin is, you know, each step I think you'll see him, you know, get more reps as we go along here. And, you know, Josh Jones, you know, last night I thought he went in and did a nice job. You know, he played more snaps than what he's played. So both those guys, I think you're going to see the reps increase.
Run defense was really solid against Seattle. I mean, were there just fundamental issues that caused some of the leak out yesterday or last night?
Yeah, these two backs that we were playing against, you know, if you aren't really sound and you don't get up in and fill the gaps, I mean, Freeman's that cutback guy. And, you know, you can have him bottled up, all right, to the play side, and next thing you know, he's planting that foot. And if he sees an open area on the backside. So you've got to be really disciplined and sound, you know, in your gap fits. And Coleman, you know, has got the speed. And you saw the one time where he cut the ball back for the 35-yard run. You know, I mean, that you know, we had they came down and cracked on us, and we weren't quite as quick filling the gap, and he exposed it. And, you know, those kind of guys, when you have those kind of abilities, you know, you've got to be really sound in your run defense.
Dom, two of your last three games you've seen this defense play has come against that offense. Did you see any areas of growth from January? Anything that you like going forward?
Well, I think that, yeah, I like the way we played in this game better than I did in the championship game. But you're playing against, you know, you're playing against a very good offense, and you've got to be efficient. We played totally different. You know, we continue to pressure. Like I say, we pressured in this game a lot more than we did in the championship game. You know, I mean, once they hit the big play in the championship game, you know, then, you know, it's like anything, you back off a little bit. But you know, the big plays were in that 20 to 25 yard area. You know, you didn't see any 70 yarders and that type of thing, you know.
How different is your defense when you don't have Daniels? How much did it hurt you last night?
Well, you know, he's a difference maker. And you always, you know, you want as many difference makers on the field as you can. All you have to do is go back a week and look at Mike's performance against Seattle. You know, it's a pretty dominant performance. So hopefully we'll get Mike healthy and get him back out there, because we like to keep Mike on the field as much as we can.
Hey, Dom, in that same vein, without having Brooks, what did you think of how Clay and Nick sort of reacted to that tomorrow playing time that they got?
Yeah, I think they were fine. You know, I thought Clay, you know, Clay had some good plays, obviously had a sack and a half and had some good pressures, you know, quarterback hits. So, you know, I think that, you know, I think their reps were fine.
How much of their production do you think will be tied to whatever influence or lack of influence Daniels has on the game? In other words, did they start to see more and more coverage, you know, doubles on their sides with Mike not in there versus what Seattle did?
Yeah, I think when you have a game, if you have a game like Mike had against Seattle, you're going to get your opponent's attention. I mean, they aren't going to want to probably be in a lot of one-on-one situations. You know, anytime they can get help, you know, that's what you normally see if a guy has a really good game. That's just the way this league is. You know, people study the tape and they kind of respond to what they see on tape. And so, yeah, you know, it's, you know, Nick had a fairly dominant game against Seattle as well. You know, I thought Clay came back and played, you know, Clay played better here, you know, last night.